Well, good morning and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Psalm 113. Psalm 113 in verse 9. This is our Mother's Day text, and happy Mother's Day to all you moms and ladies out there. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. So let's take a read of Psalm 113 in its entirety. It's only 9 verses, and it deals with the majesty and condescension of God. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all the nations, His glory above all, above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high? Who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that He may seat him with princes, with the princes of His people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. So this morning, we shall speak of the majestic Christ in His various contacts with mothers in His time on earth in the first advent. So first, let us make a very direct application of our text. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. It is through women, even Sarah and Rachel, who were formerly barren, that our Lord's genealogy in His humanity is traced. Matthew notes that Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba were all notable mothers in Jesus' ancestral line. Reading from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. And of course, he begot Isaac through Sarah, who was formerly barren. Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, Hezron begot Ram, Ram begot Amminadab, Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. And David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah, namely Bathsheba. Secondly, let us consider our Lord's contact with His own earthly mother. Jesus kept the commandment to honor His mother perfectly. This is obvious, since He, of course, was without sin. We read in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 2 and verse 51, "Then He went down with them," that is, His earthly parents, "and came to Nazareth and was subject to them." Our Lord also honored His mother even to the end, ensuring her care after He returned to heaven by committing her care to John the Apostle. Here we have a poignant scene at Calvary while Christ hung on the cross. And He remembered His mother at that moment. She was foremost in his mind. And we read that when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own house. It came to pass just as Simeon had prophesied to Mary way back at the presentation, that a sword would pierce through Mary's own soul. So now let us broaden our scope to some of those mothers who Jesus came into contact with over the course of his earthly ministry. First, let us consider Peter's wife's mother. Peter, of course, was married, and his mother-in-law, that is, Peter's mother-in-law, welcomed Jesus into her home, and he kind of used that as a home base for ministry while he ministered from Capernaum. And in Luke chapter 4, verses 38 and 39, we read, "Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served him." See, this faithful woman offered our Lord hospitality. Christ had compassion on her. So much so that he healed her of her high fever. This was not an ordinary fever, 99.1. Her temperature was probably 104, 105, or something like that. Luke was a doctor, and he mentions the severity of her case. And here, in response to the intercessory prayer of his disciples, Peter and Andrew, surely among them, he heals her at once. And after this, look at what she does. Immediately she arose and served them. She did what so many mothers do. She resumed her selfless service of others. And as a believer, she did what so many believing mothers do. She resumed her selfless service of others in the name of Christ and for his glory, starting right at home. She didn't wait for a call to the mission field. She went right to work in her own home. Her own home was her mission field. And Jesus was right at home setting up his church, right in that house. Our fourth point of contact that we're going to speak of this morning, in which Jesus had contact with mothers in his ministry, is with the widow of Nain. So I'd like to read this passage from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. "Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him in a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out. She was the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, 'Do not weep.' And then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he presented him to his mother. And then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region. This was the first of three raisings from the dead that Jesus performed in his earthly ministry. The others being the raising of Jairus' daughter and the raising of Lazarus. Look at the compassion that our Lord had upon this grieving widow. She had lost her husband, and now she had lost her only son. Well, Jesus brought the son back to life. Are there any moms who are grieving today? Maybe your mom is no longer with you. Well then, if she was a believer in Christ, there will come a day when Jesus will raise her back to life. And you'll enjoy blessed fellowship with her like you never even experienced on this earth. Are you grieving today? Because you are a mom who's lost a husband, a child, a sister. Well, Christ has compassion on you too. Are there any moms who are grieving a child that is alive but seems lost to them? Maybe there's an estrangement, and this is a particularly difficult day for that reason. Well, pray the Lord that he may bring the child back to you. It isn't as if he has no compassion or this thing is too impossible for him to do. Maybe there is a little one in your life, a child, a grandchild. Pray the Lord. He has great compassion for moms. And he will work in your case if all parties wish him to. He grants the barren woman a home, like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. What majesty and condescension. Jesus takes up the cause of the barren woman. Jesus grafts ordinary women into his human ancestry. Jesus loved his earthly mom with a perfect love and gave us an example as to how to honor her. Jesus shows compassion on those moms who need it and who seek it. And in a mystical sense, dear woman, it can be said of you just as it was the mother of the Lord. My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. And so in the mystical sense, Jesus has many mothers. Those who place their faith in him and show evidence of that faith by modeling the selfless service before others that he modeled for you. My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. And that is the challenge to mothers this Mother's Day. And not only mothers, but to each and every one of us. Do you have a family relationship with God through Christ? Have you placed your trust in Him? Have you reached out to Him in faith, admitting that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, trusting that the blood He shed on the cross paid the penalty for that sin, and that He is risen again, that where He is, you may be also, and that you will spend eternal life with your mothers, your fathers, your brothers, your sisters, and your children who are of the faith of the household of God. For the Scripture says, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word. We thank you for all of your word, for all of your words are pure words and words of truth. Many mothers are going through difficult times this year for one reason or another, and still others are rejoicing in the hope and the peace and the relationships that they have with their children and grandchildren. Lord God, every case is unique, but you know each one. If any need healing, if any need help, if any need others to come alongside them rejoicing, may this be the lot this Mother's Day. We thank you, Lord, for the provision of our earthly mothers and grandmothers and those who have maybe been like a mother to us, older sisters or women who have mentored us in some way in our lives, maybe an aunt. Thank you for the gift that they are. We pray that you bless them and have deep compassion on them this morning. And Lord, if any are in the hearing of this message, whoever they are, be they male, female, old, or young, may they find for the first time or continue to enjoy that family relationship that you speak of in your word with you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that eternal life can be attained to by a simple prayer. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. What must I do to be saved and grafted into your family? Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And we trust and we know, Lord, that this word shall not return void. We thank you, God, for hearing our prayers. And for this day, in Jesus' name, amen.